January 24th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the frigid suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. Click on the radio schedule button, then the appropriate month. You will see a lot of very interesting links associated with each guest that will help you and myself to contribute to our knowledge about that particular day's discussion. During the program, email your questions or comments to spingola1 at yahoo.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chattango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Paul Fromm. His website is cafe.nfsost.com. He had a radio program on the Voice of Reason Radio entitled The Fighting Side of Me. Welcome to the program, Paul.
It's very good to be back with you, Deanna.
Well, I'm very happy to have you back. Now, I mentioned in Skype, I texted you, you used to have a website, paulfromm.com. Is it no longer functional?
It's being repaired. So the best website for information about the free speech wars in Canada is the one you just gave, Deanna.
Oh, okay. Because I know that lots of times when people say some very controversial things, their website gets taken down. For instance, Zion Crime Factory, his website is down today. So I always kind of wonder, what was it that somebody said?
Oh, well, that certainly is the case with Facebook. That is one of my big bugbears for the moment right now, the absolute Soviet-style censorship that is in place at Facebook. No appeal. Your site is, I mean, your page is either taken down or you're put on all sorts of restrictions usually for 30 days. You're told that you may have violated their community standards, and so you're on restriction. There's no appeal. When you do write to email the contact, you never get a response, or if you do get a response, it's unresponsive and it comes weeks and weeks later. Facebook users with any, you know, controversial political opinions are really being abused, and I'm beginning to look at things that might be done to counter that, because they make a bucket load of money with their advertising. You know, you can get on Facebook for free, but it's your body being part of a consumer mass that allows them to charge the rates they do for advertising, and that's where the money comes from. So I think people with controversial or unusual opinions are really being persecuted at Facebook, and I think it's a scandal.
Indeed, and certainly we are encouraged to join Facebook. Now, I did just temporarily for a little while, and then I thought, I don't think this is the place for me, because it's an environment where anybody can go into and discover who your close friends and your family is. I personally think it's probably a CIA operation. Paul, we do have to take a real quick 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Okay.
Introducing Michael Anthony's Private Stock Herbal Formulas, infection killer for all infections, viral, bacterial, fungal, parasitic. My Rapid Heal for all injuries enables the body to mend super fast. My System Toner, the Rejuvenator, tune-up for the entire body, head to toe, keeping it youthful, the mind positive and focused. Dragon Juice, the Revitalizer, pure power in a delicious drink. your body's dragging, you need Dragon Juice. Lung formula for asthma and all lung afflictions, arthritis fix, great-tasting herbal teas, and more. Michael Anthony's private stock exclusive herbal formulas. To find out more, call 845-231-1094 or email Michael Anthony's private stock at yahoo.com. Michael Anthony's private stock exclusive herbal formulas.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Paul Fromm. His website is cafe.nfshost.com. And I was mentioning before we went to the break that I felt that the Facebook was kind of a, as you indicated, it's a very big environment with a lot of advertisers, and the initiators of Facebook have certainly exploited that situation, invited all these people on, which is why they can charge so much money to the advertisers. And yet the people who have something controversial to say are simply not allowed to say it. So it's all kind of a one-way street, beneficial to them.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things that has to be brought up, over the next little while, because I don't think we should be naive and consider, oh, somehow it's a privilege they're letting me use Facebook. No, they need your body there, they need your presence there to goose up their numbers so that they can charge more for advertising. So I think there ought to be a campaign for users' rights.
Indeed, and you're pretty good at doing campaigns.
Well, I've got some ideas. I don't think I want to tip my hand right yet. Maybe when things are a little bit farther along, I can come back to you on that. But I think something has to be done. People are pushed around too much by corporate America. You know, let's face it, none of this is for idealistic reasons. They've got Facebook to make money. Well, fair. That's fair enough. Fine, but users ought to have some rights too.
Yeah, I think it's called it's according to the First Amendment, free speech. But I guess free speech isn't applicable to everyone. Just the people that have the right politically correct opinions.
Yes.
And you mentioned the corporations pushing people around. And there's an incident here in our area with an organization called the Naperville Smart Meters Awareness Group. And yesterday, a couple of ladies who are very active, in fact, lead this group, Jennifer Stahl and Kim Bendis, were arrested because the meter installers, the smart meter installers, came out to install a smart meter, and they decided to oppose this. In fact, the installers jumped a fence, a locked fence, onto private property and intended to remove the analog meter and install the smart meter against the prohibition of the homeowner. And then Kim Bendis was filming this. And so under the corporate structure in Naperville, these two young women were arrested. And this is corporate power dictating to the city of Naperville what they will what their citizens are supposed to do. And of course, they've got a lawsuit in a federal court, and it has not been it has not come to resolution yet. And yet this corporation is doing exactly what they darn well please against the citizens. And it's corporate power. So we see it across the board in a lot of venues. And, of course, we need to stand up and fight this. And for residents in Illinois, I recommend that they call Pat Quinn's office at 312-814-2121. And that's Governor Pat Quinn. But, so corporate power seems to rule the day, no matter what you're talking about.
Yeah, and I think and corporations are not always wrong, and they're not universally evil, of course. But I think people have to stand up where their rights are being abused. Unfortunately, I think there's too much passivity in right across North America. And
right.
It's all push and shove. If you don't push back, they'll shove some more. You know, it's the root of least resistance. And businesses, or big business, is lazy. They like something that's uniform and on the cheap. One of my other interest areas, which is immigration or stopping the immigration invasion of North America, we're constantly being told, there's a labor shortage. Well, with over 8% unemployment in the United States and over 7% unemployment in Canada, and that's official unemployment. The real figures are far higher. There is no labor shortage. But what big business likes is a large pool of cheap labor. And unemployment's great from their point of view because it allows them to keep to keep wages down. That may be good for them in the short run. It's not good for people, but we find right across North America that the pro-immigration lobby, which is very, very loud and which is gearing up again for a big push with Obama to kick open the doors even more and legalize a lot of the illegals, it serves their greedy interests. It doesn't serve the interests of the majority of North Americans, in my opinion.
Right. And as you mentioned, it does have political objectives, and that the people who are most served are the people that have their hands out. Many of them are these illegal immigrants. And so, of course, when they have an opportunity to line up at the polls, even though they are not registered voters, they still do a lot of voting. In fact, in some precincts in this country, they had something like 125% turnout.
That's fantastic. That shows tremendous interest, doesn't it?
They had more people voting than were than live in the community. Amazing. Well, you have really been covering Arthur Topham's situation, and he certainly has a very big challenge up there. Could you bring us up to date about that?
Yeah, Arthur is he's the sort of person that 60, 70 years ago would have been really cherished. He's one of these original thinkers. He's a curmudgeon. He comes at things from his own point of view, from all over the spectrum. You know, he's the sort of person that ought to be cherished instead of persecuted, and there's an effort now to throw him in jail. Arthur would describe himself as an old hippie. He was sort of on the hippie, he would even admit, sort of drug scene in Vancouver in the late 60s, early 70s. Was always a free thinker and was kind of a on the left. Back in 1998, he formed something called Radical Press, which at first was a newspaper and later became just a website. And you can still see it, Radical Press, all one word, .com. And Arthur was strongly in favor of freedom and less government. And he was in favor of that across the board. Ernst Zundel, who was a Canadian publisher of revisionist material, got into a lot of trouble in Canada, a number of legal cases, and Arthur backed him through Radical Press, provided his readers with information, a lot of it which I supplied him, and he got into a lot of trouble with some of his own kind of left of center friends who were in favor of freedom of speech for their side, but didn't like it for any other opinions. But Arthur's been very, very consistent, and over the last decade or so, he's become focused on Zionism. And not just the Middle East conflict per se, but the role of the Zionist lobby in Western countries, including Canada and the United States. And he's been very outspoken. I wouldn't necessarily agree 100% with his analysis of everything, but there's no doubt, and I'm sure your listeners realize this, that the Zionist lobby is immensely powerful. You know, it's basically the tail wagging the American dog, leading you into war after war in the Middle East for the benefit not of yourself, but the state of Israel. Anyway, Arthur came to the notice of two of the biggest anti-free speech people in Canada. One is a fellow named Richard Warman, who's a chronic complainer. He's made dozens of human rights complaints to try to silence people, and then if you criticize him, you get sued for libel, as I did. So he complained, and so did the head honcho for the League for Human Rights of B'nai B'rith in Victoria, British Columbia. So they launched a human rights complaint against Arthur. Unfortunately for them, the law has been repealed, or actually it's in the process of being repealed. The repeal has passed the House of Commons, but has not yet passed the Senate. So all prosecutions were basically halted. So that bought Arthur about 3 years, because this happened in 2009. That we won that, or that we basically got the law declared unconstitutional, at least at the lower level. And so the next line of attack was to charge, or these two complainers complained to the police, and they got Arthur charged under the criminal code for willfully promoting hatred against privileged groups, in this case Jews, through his writings on the internet. And that case, he was actually raided last May. He was not charged, but and nobody, including his lawyer Doug Christie, can actually explain how they managed to get away with slapping conditions on him. He hadn't yet been charged, but he was then not allowed to go on the internet for anything. Basically, they silenced him.
Paul, we do have to take a real quick break. We will be right back, and you can pick this up on the other side.
Great.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. GeoffLawton.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Paul Fromm. His website is cafe.nfshost.com. All righty. Go ahead and continue with the story about Arthur. And it is amazing that they could just come in and take his computer and take all of his stuff and then prohibit him from saying anything on his blog, all without arresting him and charging him with any particular...
You know, I wish I had an answer, Deanna. I'm frustrated even with my good friend Doug Christie, his lawyer. Nobody seems to be able to get an answer as to how they did this, because this has all the earmarks of what we would call bail conditions, where you're charged with something, and in order to get bail in Canada, it's a little different from the States. There's sometimes conditions. Now, it might be something, the least onerous is just your own recognizance. You promise that you'll show up for the trial. But sometimes there can be money involved. There can be restrictions on your activities. You might have to give up your weapons, et cetera, et cetera. But see, at this point in May, Arthur wasn't charged with anything. He was taken down. He was handcuffed, taken down to the police station. His place was ransacked by the hate squad, by the police, and then he was ended up with these conditions where he was not allowed. Where he did, wasn't his rifles were taken. He was not allowed to go on the internet. and several others, like he was not supposed to contact the two complainants, Richard Warman or Harry Abrams of B'nai B'rith. And he labored under those until November, when he finally was charged. So what they did was they silenced him. Now, Arthur has what's called a placer mining operation, which is, as far as I can understand, it's a like the old gold this gold panning in the area where he lives in is crawling with grizzly bears, So he genuinely needs those guns. Not, I don't think you have to have a reason for guns, but he particularly does have a reason. So what was done to him was really police state stuff. Finally, in the fall, he was charged under Canada's notorious hate law, and he could go to jail for up to 2 years. At this point, these conditions were dropped, and the latest in his case is that after several court appearances, he is no longer gagged from the internet. You can email him and you can get on his site at radicalpress.com. Arthur still faces restrictions in terms of he's not supposed to contact the complainants. There's some technical stuff he's not supposed to put up. Disclosures from the Crown on the internet. This is material for his in his case, but he's certainly still free to discuss. So we managed to win that much freedom for him back. But what's hanging over his head is he could go to jail for 2 years, and the hate squad approached his American internet service provider, leaned on them, and although they have a long history of proclaiming that they're for freedom of speech and nobody's going to push them around or anything like that, they shut him down, so he's had to move to a new internet service provider. This is the sort of thing you would expect in a police state, and that's what a lot of Americans don't understand. Canadians have such a reputation for being inoffensive and nice. We didn't used to be. We used to be the terrors of the military in the First and Second World War. We have quite a fighting reputation, but nowadays Canadians are sort of have this reputation for being kind of meek, and we're the nice guys, and so on. But our government isn't so nice. You know, minority interests have a lot of power in Canada, just as they do in the United States.
Right. Now, that organization was netfirms.com. The American corporation that Arthur had his website with, was that netfirms.com?
Or? I believe so.
Yeah. Okay, I'm perusing your article
here. I can check the next
break. Well, I'm perusing your article, and that's what it says.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah, and I just want the listeners to know. So is there anything that the listeners can do to help Arthur at this time?
Well, two things, really. If you'd like to make a contribution to Arthur, you can go on his website, or if you want to send a contribution through us, the Canadian Association for Free Expression, we'd be glad to pass it on. We've raised some money for Arthur. I can give you our mailing address. It's CAFE, which stands for the Canadian Association for Free Expression. CAFE, Box 332, Rexdale, and that's Rexdale, Ontario, and our postal code is M9W5L3, Canada. If people are inclined to help financially, I know that'd be very much appreciated. Arthur's having to foot these bills himself, and it's hard to know what this will cost, but my guess is it would be $50,000 or more, and he's a man of very modest means.
Right. All righty. We do have to take a break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com. There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Paul Fromm. That's F-R-O-M-M. His website is cafe.nfs. HOST.com, and that stands for the Canadian Association for Free Expression.
That's right.
And that is something that you founded. What year did you found that?
1982.
So you've been at this a long time.
Oh, yes. In fact, when we found... I'm sorry. It was 1981. When we founded it, we sensed that what we'd seen sort of on the streets in the late 60s and 70s was now moving its way up into officialdom. And what I mean is we used to call them the Maoists. They were the Communist Party of Canada, Marxist-Leninist. And they and various other anti-racist groups would go around trying to disrupt meetings or break up meetings that they didn't like. They once attacked, several times attacked visiting American professors whom they denounced as racist. For instance, a fellow by the name of Edward Banning, I think, was attacked. And they would do this type of thing regularly, and they were violent. And their slogan were things like, "Racists and fascists have no right to speak or organize." So, you know, if you don't agree with them, you ought to be shut up and shut down. But in the late 70s and very early 80s, we began to see that attitude working its way up into in law journals and in officialdom. And pieces of legislation, especially human rights legislation, had been introduced that basically made controversial comments about privileged groups, you know, usually race, religion, sex, and later on sexual orientation, made them really problematic. So we we formed CAFE, or the Canadian Association for Free Expression. And then the next year came the Canada's Charter of Rights and Freedoms, which is a little bit like the American Bill of Rights. It looks like it. It isn't, but it looks like it. It guarantees all sorts of things like freedom of speech, freedom of expression, freedom of belief, freedom of assembly, and so on. And so some of our supporters said, well, you know, actually, you've won. We've got freedom of speech. Well, we said, well, let's hang on a moment here. You know, let's just make sure it's as good as it looks. And it wasn't, because Charter of Rights and Freedoms has a weasel clause so big you could drive a Mack truck through it. It says we have all these rights, subject. And here's the weasel clause: subject only to such restrictions as are demonstrably justified in a free and democratic society. Now, what does that mean? Well, wait a second. Could a restriction be justified in a free society? Well, probably not. Democratic society. Well, what the courts have ruled is this: if Parliament or a provincial legislature has a good goal in mind, and if it restricts one of your rights in order to achieve that goal, then that's okay, provided it doesn't restrict the right too much and provided the restriction has something to do with achieving the goal. Well, this is just makes a joke of your rights. So in a number of court cases that we have pursued all the way to the Supreme Court, what the court said was fighting hate speech is very important. Hate speech just causes so much trouble and is socially disruptive and hurts the groups criticized. It's just such a terrible thing. The Parliament is right in trying to restrict it, and they've ruled the two of the laws that we've been fighting are indeed constitutional because they don't go too far in restricting rights and so on. So we've been fighting this back and forth through the courts for over 20 years. So, you know, Canadians think they've got freedom of speech. They don't. You know, you've got freedom of speech to say, you know, yay New York Yankees or yay, you know, Toronto Blue Jays and, you know, inconsequential, unimportant things. But you get into issues where privileged minorities are concerned, and you've got trouble.
Right. So these same people that were breaking up the meetings and demanding certain changes, which you identify as communist kinds of people, have now made their demands popularized, and they've done this through the courts and through the influence that they have in the media. Correct?
That's right. you know, what's happened is that many of the, you know, student or young radicals of the 60s and early 70s, they're now up there. They're in their, you know, in their 50s or 60s. They moved up into the establishment, and a lot of those ideas, slightly more polished and a little less, instead of being backed up with a 2x4 ready to go down on somebody's head, they've incorporated those ideas, and now they're backed up by the might of the law. So we've been battling this with some success. I mean, I don't want to suggest that we don't win some cases, but there's a real battle on for free speech. I really urge Americans not to be complacent. You know, it's what you can say, well, we've got the First Amendment. Well, I'll tell you, Jared Taylor wasn't able to make much use of that First Amendment. He's the fellow who runs the American Renaissance group. These are kind of a high-end, many of them are professionals and scholars, and they study racial issues, and they take a very pro-white scientific view. And back in 2010, they were going to have their semi-annual conference. Jared had an ironclad agreement with a major D.C. area hotel, actually in Virginia. I think it was in Herndon, Virginia. And there were complaints.
one particular internet character kept complaining and complaining and went right up the corporate ladder, and the next thing you know, the conference was canceled. So Jared scrambled around, got another hotel location. There was even a penalty clause built in if they canceled, and that hotel canceled too, and a third hotel, and finally a fourth hotel. So the conference was canceled, although those who showed up were managed to find another venue for a shortened day-long get-together. And I thought, well, you know, what does the First Amendment... all the First Amendment says is government can't pass laws to restrict your speech. It doesn't mean that these pro-censorship groups can't do things that will restrict your speech. And I'm continually disgusted at how cowardly corporate America is. You know, you're in a country that prides itself on its rights on things like the First Amendment, and businesses are the first to just turn tail and run. I was disgusted that these hotels didn't immediately call the police and said, listen, we're having some threats laid on us that would interfere with the free speech of clients of ours who are prepared to pay a good buck to rent our facilities and to buy meals and all the rest of it. What are you going to do to protect us? I was also disgusted at how little notice this charade got in the media. This was of no interest at all to the vast majority of the American media. I thought, well, what would have happened if, so-called right-wingers had tried to shut down a meeting of lesbians and had, made threats to the hotel and the hotel had canceled the meeting? Well, this would have been front page. Piers Morgan would have been running his chops and Oprah Winfrey and all the rest of the politically correct brigade. This would have been a cause celebre about these nasty bigots trying to shut down, a meeting of lesbians. And if the successful effort to shut down Jared Taylor in 2010, four meetings canceled, in 2011, one meeting canceled, made no impression at all. So, I don't think freedom of speech is quite as safe in the United States as some of our more, idealistic colleagues might think.
Oh, exactly. Or if they tried to shut down the gay parade.
Oh.
That is so popular and that the politicians actually support and march in.
Oh, the shrieks and squeals would be heard from one end of the country to the other.
Indeed. Now, did the Southern Poverty Law Center have anything to do with shutting Jared Taylor down?
It's hard to know. They didn't claim they did. An outfit called One People's Project had an involvement, and a certain individual whose name I don't know, had an involvement. But one of the good things that did result out of that was that a Native American named David Yeagley, who exactly half Native, half white, but he was a participant, and he sued a number of people. The internet, the fellow would be making all the threats over the internet, by email, and I believe the Southern One People's Project. He sued them, and he collected quite a bit of money. And he said, my right to deliver a talk that I'd been invited to deliver was taken away from me because of your threats. And he said my civil rights are being violated, and he won. That's what I encourage. I encourage people at all levels to fight back. You know, we've had our rights in many ways in both Canada and the United States taken away from us. And, if people don't fight back, they'll continue to take.
Sure. They'll push us and push us and push us until we finally raise up. But when are we going to do that? And certainly, we need to say, okay, who is running these hotels that would not allow Jared Taylor to come in with this meeting? Who sits on the boards? Perhaps people should call the hotel and say, you know, I think maybe I'm going to cancel my meeting if they happen to be having a meeting or if they're going to stay there or have some sort of financial association with that hotel to just cancel it. And of course, since this does not get any media attention, people don't know about this, and so they don't know who is doing what, or, you know, why would the hotel do this? I think it would be interesting to contact the hotel and say, okay, who contacted you, and who demanded that you stop the meeting?
Yes, there's a lot about these incidents that we don't know, and I think you're... Deanna, you're pointing people in a very good direction. Another thing that most of the hotels Jared was dealing with were chain hotels. I mean, they're big names. something I'd like to see more people, especially those who have a little bit of money, do is go to investor meetings. If you're a shareholder's meetings, I mean, if you're a shareholder in, you know, let's say the... ABC chain of hotels, and they cancel a meeting due to pressure. You've got the right to go to the annual meeting as a shareholder and ask questions. And this is I think a priceless opportunity to embarrass the upper management. Ask what the hell were you people thinking of? You're
right.
kissing goodbye to a sure thing, a conference where they're going to be meeting. Paying for meeting halls, meeting rooms. They're going to, you know, the guests are going to be buying, staying there. They're going to be buying meals and drinks. For threats made by some, in many cases, even an anonymous person, why would you do that? Why would you kiss money goodbye? We're not entirely clear as to what backroom pressures there are up there. We think in many cases it's just fear. It's controversial. Oh, no, no. They're talking about racism. Oh, no, no, no. Get rid of it. Cancel it. Let's run. We've got to learn to be a bit more assertive in exerting counter pressure.
Indeed. And this hits people at various levels. For instance, didn't Michelle Renouf have some, she was supposed to speak in Kentucky. They were having a meeting, and she was asked to speak, and all of a sudden she was uninvited. Do you know anything about that?
Is this recently?
Yes, I think it was like back in July.
Okay, no, I'm not aware of that. She had a successful speaking tour of Canada with us in October. I know some years ago she was because of her work she'd done on Wagner. She was asked to leave a meeting. I believe these were opera fans in Arizona somewhere. But people's right to free speech is regularly violated. Yeah, you know, my friend Doug Christie, who's a prominent attorney here in Canada, says, you only have the rights you're prepared to fight for.
How true.
It doesn't matter what's in a charter or of rights and freedoms as in Canada or in the Constitution as in the United States. You know, if Americans don't cherish the First Amendment, it's going to be largely forgotten. And I think every one of those hotel managers or owners who canceled, I find them despicable people. You probably put your hand on your chest for the Pledge of Allegiance
I don't do that stuff. I don't pledge allegiance to the government.
No, I know you don't, but I'm sure these people do and feel really good about themselves. You know, boy, I'm a patriotic American. We're the best country in the world. And I would like to confront them and say, yeah, but when you had a chance to actually stand up for one of those principles that you think, or at least you pledged allegiance to, and you thought were one of those things that makes America good and better than other countries, what did you do? You ran. You helped.
Right. One of the ladies in the chat room brought up a very interesting thought. She said, well, you know, look at the Bilderberg meetings. They get a big hotel, and they're a secretive group. why doesn't the hotel cancel on them? These are people that are planning to take away our rights and impose or have imposed tyranny, and yet they seem to have no problem at all getting hotel rooms and meeting rooms.
Well, not just they go to the most exclusive places. There's a Bilderberg conference in Canada somewhere in the early 90s. And I know I led a small group of people up to protest. We were actually shadowed by helicopters.
Oh, my.
10 people. It was incredible. You know,
all righty. Paul, tell us about that when we come back from the break. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Paul Fromm. His website is cafe.nfshost.com. And please continue from just before we went to the break. I can't remember what you were saying because I've done a couple of things. let me just say a couple things. You said you only have the rights you are willing to fight for. And during the break, I was thinking about Jennifer Stahl and Kim Bandus. Now, these are the two ladies that were arrested in Naperville yesterday for standing up against a corporation who was trying to install a smart meter on Jennifer Stahl's home after she had placed a notification, after she'd written letters, after this group had filed a lawsuit, and the corporation actually invaded her private property. It was locked. They jumped the fence and proceeded to do what she did not want done on her private property. And so last night there were two local channels who put this on the air, television channels. It was on the news, and I was delighted to see this on the news. But then I got to thinking about it, and I thought, okay, what effect will their being on the news, showing them in handcuffs, showing them, led away, and of course the media tended to make them look like they were a couple of crazies. So what effect does this have on squelching and intimidating the rest of the people in Naperville? Now, if 100 people decided in any given day to prohibit or prevent that corporation from going in and placing a smart meter on their home, they're not going to arrest 100 people. But arresting these two people will possibly make others say, oh, gosh, I guess we just better go ahead and let them do this. They will allow themselves to be intimidated. They will not fight for the rights, as you have said.
Yeah, I think that was the topic we were talking about, and I think you've given a very good example, and I think you're right. If all people see is these people hauled off in handcuffs, I can see them people saying, "Oh, geez, I better shut up. I don't want to have be in the same boat as them. I wouldn't want that to happen to me." That's what why it's so important that people stand up. And come out and support these women, have a protest. If they go to court, be there, pack the courtroom and show support. Because, I think, people are cautious that they don't want to, necessarily be a martyr. People will only be encouraged if they see other people, standing up. And that's why it's really important to back these ladies.
Oh, absolutely. And these two ladies, plus several more with that group, Naperville Smart Meter Awareness Group, they've been working on this project for a couple of years. They should have more support. People in Naperville need to stand up and support these two women, and people in the adjacent communities also need to do that too, because they are doing for us what perhaps we have not done ourselves, write the letters and do all the other things that we need to do. But they are paying the price, and we need to assist them in whatever way we can. We do have to take a 60-second top-of-the-hour break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.